Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in a cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table. I told her I have to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy. In the VIP like they ask what some kin to me. All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and Shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She slid me the Addy and told me that it's on sight. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then Shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
Credit A1, money in the bank, deed to the house, you already know the score. School school at night, working through the day. Got a Facebook, but she never logs on the internet. She makes so much money on the internet. Now that I'm thinking about it, she got me thinking about it. A little investment, I seen a crib for the low on the West End. No phone service, shawty got the best plan. Downtown, we'll be all at the West End. I don't need a reason to eat it. Make a hike, it up on the Tempur-Pedic. She a goddess, I think she come from Egypt. Every time we having sex, we wing it. Yeah. Now she got a reason to keep it secret. Undisclosed locations when we meeting. Fucking on the weekend. Damn. She got a reason to be conceited.
She do.
Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited.
She do.
Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited.
She do.
Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits.
She got a reason.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl. I am Genesis with the Real Real Really Real Online 2.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, it's a little draining tonight. It is a little bit, I don't know. Maybe I'm just feeling that way, but it is for me anyway. How's your night going?
Long. Just got home from work. I'm tired.
Well, welcome to OG Radio, where we work and play. So, hey, this is what you say these days.
I like that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we can tap that in and add it into the show one of these lovely days. Who's the last track, guys? I know you know.
You say what?
Who was that last track by? I know you know.
Oh, that was by Danny Land. It's called Conceited. You can catch him on Apple Music. So every artist that we do play, all on Apple Music.
Okay. I like his flow. I'm impressed. I'm impressed of the music you chose for the Thursday night poetry.
I told you I found some stuff. Found some good stuff now.
Okay. I see. Well, we only have a few poets join us tonight. I believe there's three supposed to be calling in. So we're going to see if those three keep their slots. If not, I'm sure we can entertain you guys tonight in some form or fashion.
Always. So I don't think that James Hope will be calling in for a while because of the time difference, but I have to get back in tune with him. He had some audio tracks that I could play. He had some poetry. When he sent it to me the first time, it was only for 2 days that I had access to it. I don't have access anymore, so I'm trying to get in touch with him so that way I have access to all 10 of his poems. I could put it on our playlist. I could play them in between sets for here on out.
Okay, that would be nice. I'm going to be, where's he at again? Where's his location?
The UK? Somewhere in the UK. I'm not sure which area.
Okay. So it's probably like early morning over there.
Yes. Let's see. It's 10, 9, about 1, 2 in the morning there.
Well, it looks like we have our first caller for the night. Would you like to bring them on?
Oh, shit. We got two callers.
Right. I know, right? What are we doing?
Let's see.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to bring on this caller.
Okay.
Oop. Oh, damn, I'm touching my screen. I didn't touch screen. Hold on. What's up, caller? What's up?
What's going on?
How you feeling?
Oh, man, blessed, man. Ready to goddamn get on this thing.
All right, state your name. Tell everybody who you are.
Well, my stage name is Sandman the Poet. My name on Facebook is Tommy Eakin. I do professional spoken word poetry, and just to bless y'all with. It's been a minute, man. I've been doing it about 15 years. I ain't been off the horse for a little while, so just now getting back on, out and about.
Are you doing two poems for us tonight?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was gonna take two and just like kind of blend them together into a story.
Oh, hey, that's even more better. what's the backstory?
The backstory is kind of know better but don't do better. And then in the same sense, you're going to lie in the bed that you make. So make it soft, right?
Okay.
I feel that. I can dig it.
Yeah, you got to dig it. It's Sandman. You better bring yourself.
So why do you call yourself the Sandman?
Because my words are deeper than sand can possibly go.
That was deep.
All right.
Yeah.
That was cold.
I
like
it.
Like a pimp talking to one of his whores.
Right. Okay, Rip.
Cold blooded. Whenever
you're
ready.
Whenever you're ready.
Well, I'm just going to ask y'all this. You want to know why I write?
Yeah.
I would like to hear that.
Yeah, I write for the same reasons why you breathe. It becomes natural. Well, actually, I write to open the doors. I write to free my mind in the same process for yours. I write because it's a way to escape. I write because it's in my blood. It's my fate. I'll get on the stage, express my rage, and then I can turn around and show you God and the ways to reach his gates. See, not too long ago, I found those ways myself. I had struggling days. I had with no space. I had no clue what I felt. I had to look at and choose what I felt. Played the hand I was dealt. And when I looked for God and I couldn't walk no more, he gave me a lift. See, I write because God gave me this gift to express my words through my spirit. And if I talk in your head, but if you listen, you'll feel it. I write because my words are therapeutic. It relieves my stress and all such a way to do it. I write because my words, the solid as brick. They hit you like a wah, Bruce Lee kick. The hotter than a pot with no handles, darker than a candle with no wick. The sharper than a professional photographer's photo picks. I said they're hotter than a pot with no handles. Darker than a candle with no wick. Sharper than a professional no photographer's photo pics. I mean, they're just amazing. Blazing like Cajun. If you was reading this, no matter the occasion, you wouldn't probably pick up this page and fan yourself. Because when I write, sometimes it gets too heated. I write to inspire the youth, but through my lyrical truth, will become a unity, like a negativity, and be this. See, sometimes our community is feedless. When the way to walk in the right direction, you must learn to give up the desires and affections for natural things with materialistic obsessions like diamonds and rings. We need to make some corrections and stop guessing on how life seems to be. Now, I told you I write. To free your mind. And in the same process, I will free mine. So I write for a cause. I like to see good things happen. I don't even write for no applause because I write to keep you snapping. I snap, pause, take off, run 20 mile lap with no rest and try to catch this and steady your breath. I write to turn white even when I go left. I write for that baby that's supposed to be born into life but instead of count to death. I write for that cop that got shot and died because it was aware no best. I write for those kids that get an F. As a grade, even though they stayed up all night and day, studied for that one big test they still couldn't pass. I write to ease my past and others as well. I write for trouble lovers and single baby mothers on welfare. I write for the distraught fathers on child support that tried to be there. I write about love so that you can't believe it. I write for the wife that cut her husband cheat. I write for the husband's strife when his wife told him she was already deceiving him. to. So who's to blame? I write with a woman that continues to get beaten, don't talk about beating, then she can't leave it because she keeps on believing and believing, like, girl, he'll change. But then she remained the same, and he remained the same, and then she agreed. Now, you see how I freed her mind, and in the same process, now I just freed mine. So when life gets out of control, I write to get a grip. I'm going to ask y'all one more time. Y'all want to know why I really write, though? I'm just the shit.
Man.
Ray, Sandman. You done woke me
Yo,
up, for real.
Back. You gotta come back. I'm
gonna
tell you
where
that you shit from? Now. You gotta come back.
Where you from?
I'm right here in Macon, Georgia. Middle Georgia.
Oh, man. Yeah. You do spoken word in Macon?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've done it all around the country throughout 15 years, but mostly here in Macon, and I'm originally from Valdosta.
Like Austin, Texas, we said Austin.
Valdosta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. That's right. There is Austin there, too.
No, Valdosta. V-A.
Yeah. Shit. I'm speechless. Damn, you. Whew, that's how, this is how you open up poetry night. On Thursday. That's how you open it up. So to all the poets listening, that's how you open it up. From now on, if your slide is first, that's how you open up.
Right, that's how you gotta
hey, we used to perform and shit. I call it, that's the icebreaker.
That's the icebreaker. I love it.
All right, so
I'm gonna shoot one more, man. And I'll go ahead. I'm a bad. Go ahead.
No, I was asking, why did you stop doing poetry? Did it just become, just a hobby?
I ended up picking up a career. I do armed security and executive protection for different artists and VIPs and stuff like that, and I've been doing that about 6 years now. So, like, the past 6 years, it hasn't been more of the, like, riding around and performing and touring and studios and stuff like that. It's mostly kind of ghostwriting a little here and there, and then small open mics throughout the city or something like that, or featured occasions.
There's
like,
nothing small about
showcasing.
You, though. All your words are big.
Yeah, I know. I was settling down in life at the end of the day. Trying to, at least. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was dope. Okay, go. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was like, you opened up. You surprised me, actually. I was like, I know I be talking to people, and I get a lot of poets all the time, and they say they this or that, but you definitely held up
right
to the marking of that. I can say that.
I mean, I had told you. I told you I was like, I know you were kind of iffy. You were like, no, you look, yeah, you're going to get 15 minutes. You do your thing.
Hey, well, my apologies, okay? Because I deal with a lot of people on a day-to-day basis, so you know how that goes sometimes. You have to, right, but all respect.
Oh, I can dig it. That's why, I would have been there, like, doing it at a lot of shows and stuff like that. We'll be doing the open mic, and, what you're not going to do is get up there and talk about yourself about 15 minutes, and this ain't therapy class. Look, I want to hear your diary, man. I want to hear your artistry, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But with that
being
said,
hit us with another poem.
I'm gonna hit another one for y'all.
All right.
Okay.
How about this? Matter of fact, I do this sometimes, I've done this in shows. I like to let inspiration lead. So you'll choose your own inspiration. So what I'll do for the host, I'll name some categories. And within those categories, after you choose one of those categories, I'll name some poems, titles. And you'll choose one of those titles. They're ultimately giving you chose your own inspiration. Can you dig it?
Oh, I can dig it.
All right, so we have life, love, metaphorical, spiritual, or deep.
I say love.
I say love. What do you say? All right, so let's just get a deep love so that way both of y'all can win. How about that?
All right.
Okay.
That's fair enough. Compromise. All right, so the title of this piece is called My Date with Destiny. It's actually a classic, one of my mentor pieces and stuff. I just kind of remixed it and stuff for an anniversary show for him. But it goes, see, I know this girl named Destiny, right? And with her, I think I got a date. Man, I ain't quite sure, but I think her last name, it might even be fate, but I do know this, though. Unknowing to this girl awake, the path of her is crooked, but once you walk it, it all seems straight. Because I know this girl named Destiny with her. I think I got a date. See, Destiny took me through all my proper turns, my yields, my stops. I got a little nervous because it was time to go to her house, right, and meet her pops. And this man, he's always moving. His name was Father Time. He introduced me to his other daughter, Divine. And they mom's mother, make sure so that I can just call her Planet Earth and that one day Destiny will take me back to revisit her riding in the hearse. But she said this spiritual warfare I had to engage in first, and that involves the victorious defeat of my generational curse. But she said, till today, there's some things Destiny just ain't gonna let me know. Therefore, she felt that Divine go with me also. See, in order for me to be divinely destined, she said I had to take her other two daughters' faith and hope. And I'm thinking, man, this got to be a joke. Because here I am up in this hardcore world with these four beautiful warm girls. Not only do I have Destiny, but now I have Divine, hope, and faith. Now, which path do you think my mind going to take? The dog of me, make a menage while I switch up, rotate. But see, that's when the man in me thought of doing something so much better. I'm going to take those four girls, and I'm going to hold them together. Because on this date, I'm picking up the tab, and I'm going to gladly pay the price. I'm going to paint a masterpiece with these girls, and I'm going to call it my life.
Yo. Yo, you gotta come back more shows, bro. Like, goddamn, you gotta come back.
Yeah, he definitely does have to come back, and I don't say that to everybody. So,
definitely
yes,
don't.
You
are
to come
on
back.
Top of the fucking list.
Right, and also there's incentives tonight. So if you win, you get like $25 cash app. So
what?
Hey, I don't want to. Yeah,
or
you get,
PayPal,
we have incentives. Well, PayPal or.
Cash App or PayPal.
Yeah.
Okay. It's something new we started this season. I feel like, you know, that's, you know, all in fun, but, you know, get something out of it. Well, two things you get. You get a lot of people to listen, you know, and hear you, and then you also get a little bit of cash, a little gas money.
Yeah. Hey, I always say, more people will pay attention when they hear people getting paid, you know?
Yeah.
But I always tell the people, you know, we do open mics and stuff like that. Like, it's free to call this number and listen in. Only thing you got to pay is attention.
Exactly.
Yes, that is
true. I
definitely
appreciate you calling in. Definitely appreciate you reaching out to Genesis to be on this slot for tonight. You just definitely set up high spot.
I'm gonna have to hit you back in the inbox.
I'm just gonna go ahead and put the icing on the cake because I got like a minute and a half left on this, 2 minutes left on this slot, right? And then I'm gonna slide on back to work, man, and I'm gonna let y'all deliberate and stuff like that. But I'm gonna go ahead and eat on out. This the outro piece. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
All right, see, I'm running out of words, and my words are running short. My words, they're getting hard to categorize and harder to sort. So the beginning to depart and the beginning to depart, my words are shining to pieces and starting to fall apart. See, my words are disappearing and beginning to fade away. They're fleeing from my thoughts and refusing to stay. Zero in a delay on pause instead of play. My words are running out and refusing to obey. I mean, my words are running empty and becoming hollow. Everywhere I go, my words refuse to follow, which is hard to swallow yesterday, today, probably even tomorrow. Man, did you hear what I said? I must have a leak because of evaporating from my head, but instead I must have a virus because my words are being depleted from my mind that are leading. My words are being repeated as me feeling defeated. I said I must have a virus because my words are being depleted from my mind that repeated. My words that are being repeated has me. I'm not bad. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm having a dysfunction in my conjunctions and an infection in my connections. My words' complexion is missing sections as night turns to day and day turns to night. See, I'm running out of words to say and I'm running out of words to write. Well, despite the word being in my sight, despite the word being in my brain, the only thing to gain is pain. This pain that I gain, it drives me insane. So now it's in clear view without a doubt that I'm dried up. Threw it in the drops as I begin to scream and I begin to shout. I'm running out of words and not my words just ran out.
That is dope.
Appreciate it, y'all.
That is dope. Make sure you give us your Instagram, your Facebook, and your platform where your poetry is at, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people would love to follow you.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. It's SamManiac89 on Instagram and Tommy Egan, EGEN, on the book.
Okay, well, I definitely will be hitting you back up in your inbox if you still want to do that Saturday thing, because I thought you was bullcrapping. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, no. No. No flex. No.
I got you, though. It's a Saturday show. You want to announce it, Mr. Sandman?
Oh, yeah, 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 on the Zoom. Oh, you're talking about the Zoom thing, the thing I got going on with Hope.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, 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 yeah. We're doing a little thing. So on the app Zoom, she kind of does like a video open mic and stuff like that. So you can kind of like, for example, when I was doing those poems, you could actually kind of watch me perform it and stuff with the whole body language, because, you know, body has its own language and everything. So it's just like, you know, just something new she was trying to start up or something like that. So it'll be my first one. So anybody want to come through and support, man, y'all feel more than free? Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
appreciate it. I will definitely be there.
Have a good night at work, bro.
You know it, big dog, man. I'll be back there listening in, man. All right.
Thank you for speaking your truth.
I bet.
All right.
All right.
Really real.
We got another caller calling in, so I'm gonna put the second caller in. Wait, what time is it?
9:27.
We got 3 minutes left?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Let's see if I can squeeze in a quick track.
Okay.
Then I got to do some soul searching. Nah. I don't feel like doing no soul searching. That was me being lazy. My bad, y'all. That was me being lazy. Not going to lie. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if I can find a quick track. And then the second caller who called in, you're next. And the third caller,
James.
You're after them. Okay. Got you. So let me play this quick track. Then we'll get back into the poetry night. So this is from Lit Wit and Chaotic. It's called I Want You Tonight.
I think you should wait up. Lately, I don't think that I should wake up. Love it when you rock it with no makeup. Niggas cock blocking and it's not salam alaikum. I just need a breather, baby. You just seem to take them. I want you, tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you, tonight. We should just screw, tonight.
Yeah, where you? Been in it for a minute and I'm never fucking finished. Where you? You don't like the way I'm living, but I never play the victim. For you. Get you anything you wanted, need a diamond, better flaunt it.
Yeah, it's true.
Give you everything you got and we be flying like a rocket. We living so lavish, that lobster was steak. Jay ripping some salad, she water wet lake. We killing the balance, why bother with fake? We up in the balance, we prosper with fate. Where you?
I think you should wait up. Lately, I don't think that I should wake up. Love it when you rock it with no makeup. Niggas cock blocking and it's assalamu alaikum. I just need a breather, baby. You just need to take them. I want you, tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you, tonight. We should just screw, tonight.
Is this a dream? Or maybe you should pinch me. Having all these dreams about a nigga in a Bentley. Talk to other girls, but they never seem to tip me. I'm here to get my presents, but I'm stuck up in the chimney. I'm just so ecstatic. Niggas talking shit like a habit. Cop ass through your chest like erratic. I'm running for your love, but I can't seem to grab it. You really love my music, well, I think that you should blast it. Shawty love the oceans, back to the beach where we going. My miracle like Texas is snowing. Your cute little bug got my erection just growing. I get up and leave and you like where you going. But baby, I want you, tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you, tonight. We should just screw, tonight, yeah.
I think you should wait up. Lately, I don't think that I should wake up. Love it when you rock it with no makeup. Niggas cock blocking and it's assalamu alaikum. I just need a breather, baby. You just seem to take them. I want you, tonight. But you my kryptonite. But I want you, tonight. We should just screw, tonight, yeah.
back that was lit with and chaotic with I Want You Tonight. And, of course, like I said earlier, you can catch everybody that we play on Apple Music. So without further ado, I'm going to add this. I don't remember which number they called it. I believe it was
it's what, no,
do you
James,
remember the first?
What was his time? What was James' slot time? What was James' slot time?
I have no idea, but...
So Shakita was first. Her slot time is at 9:30.
Okay, hold on.
She's on the line.
Hold on one
okay.
second.
Okay.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. All right. So here goes James right here.
Hello, everybody. How you guys doing tonight?
Good, we're good. Well, I'm good. Genesis, you good? I'm good. I'm great.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
All right.
Awesome.
So, what's the backstory to your poem?
Well, the backstory of my poem I'm about to read, it's called, Document for Superman, by the way, and it's about a poem about women who spend their time trying to find the perfect man where the right guy is, right in front of them. They try to look for guys that have muscles and strength and have all this flash and dash, but they don't realize, they set high expectations and always fail because, they think that's the right person, but it's not. Turns out to be more of a lemon than a Cadillac, let's just say. And that's where the backstory to Stop Looking for Superman came about. So that's the first poem I would like to read to y'all.
Okay.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
All right, cool. All right, here we go with that. And here we go with Stop Looking for Superman. Here we go. Stop looking for Superman. He's not the answer. Why is it him you keep going after? Yeah, Clark Kent is passing you by, and you haven't noticed. You keep setting high expectations and fail, yet you notice. You think Superman will be the one that you need. A man with strength and muscles is what you want him to be. Yet he's more of a lemon than a Cadillac, and there are many qualities he may lack. Sure, he may fly like a bird. He may have more strength than anyone on this earth. He may be faster than a speeding bullet, but his heart might not be the purest. His kryptonite is not some jade green crystal. It's many things that make him brittle, like vulnerability, lack of love, or commitment that doesn't end. Or maybe it is crystal, but it's the side chick that he's with. And if he's not going to make you a priority, Superman, you don't need. You could get more out of a Clark Kent, so it's not settling for less. So stop searching far and wide. Stop looking for that gold mine. A Clark Kent will love you more than any man can. Stop looking for Superman.
Okay.
And that's Stop Looking for Superman, y'all.
Okay. Y'all hear that shit, lady? Stop looking for a damn Superman. Shit.
What? We keep looking for a Superman because we deserve Superman.
And y'all ask me,
well, Clark Kent is just as good, though.
Whatever. We gonna keep promoting Superman because they out there. We not gonna settle.
Y'all ass getting Lex Luthor out here.
No.
Yeah,
I'll be looking
too.
For Superwoman.
Ain't nothing wrong with Lex Luthor, you know.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Clark Kent either.
Whack.
They whack.
Hey, man. Niggas can't be choosy.
Y'all can't be choosy either, but y'all be asking for all the above and don't give a 2 pennies to go with it.
Remember that thought because we will get into that at the end of the show. All right, we will have a discussion about that.
That's fine. I'm not worried, Rally Rails. Bring it
I'm
on.
Glad you brought that up, bro. Now we're about to have a really good discussion in this show.
Mm-hmm. So
whenever
you're
ready to drop the second one.
Oh yes, the second one I'd like to read to y'all It's basically an old poem I wrote on my YouTube channel about a few years ago. It's called He Can't Love You. It's about a woman that had went out with someone, but she couldn't realize that dude never really loved her in the first place. But she didn't seem to get that through her thick head and wouldn't give up on him. But, you know, some women, what can you say, right? Some people think they find
Isn't
the right woman.
And
then, you know, when they realize it's a dud, you know, that's what happens.
It's
not, they seem to get it right sometimes.
It's not bashing women. No, he may or may not have been hurt.
He's been hurt.
No, I'm not bashing
like
women at all.
Your feelings been hurt, James.
That's all.
Your feelings been hurt, James.
What happened?
How's your feelings gotten hurt?
Oh, me? Well, anybody's feelings have gotten hurt plenty of times, but, you know.
Oh, that's where this comes from. Well, just say that.
No, fashion poem.
Well, just say that. You sure as hell do. Okay, continue.
Lord,
we listening to this woman bash. We're going to get to the bottom of this at the end of this.
Wow.
Yes.
Continue. Not even bashing, no.
I feel bad.
I
got your back, James.
Of course. It's 2-1 currently. We have one online right now, but continue, because when she joins in, the fire will start.
All right, no problem. But here
goodness.
It goes. But he can't. Here we go. He can't love you, and here it goes. He can't love you. What part don't you understand? He can't love you because he can't be a man. He can't offer you no love or comfort. He can only freak you under the covers. He can't offer you no flowers. Maybe he can only offer you golden showers. He can't take you for a night in the town. Netflix and chill, that's what's going down. He has other women in tow. He may have guys on the low. Faithfulness is not in his DNA. He's not going to love you no way. He will break your heart and leave you confused. Your trust he'll continue to abuse. Drain your money, your time, everything. Leave you barely hanging on the string. He's not worth it. Find someone else. Don't keep on fooling yourself. There's better men out there. He can't love you because he just don't care. And for those of you listening out there, you know, if you're in a relationship, man or woman, and you know it's not working out, like my mama used to always tell me, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You know, don't give up on love. You know, that one person's not always going to be the one. You know, you have opportunities. You have one life to live, and you have plenty of opportunities. So definitely don't give up if you haven't found love yet. Just want to put that out there.
Well, when you said golden showers, all I thought about was R. Kelly, to be honest. But I liked that one. You kind of was speaking on both terms. So I'm not going to fully say everything was bashing women, but I definitely felt the spirit was here.
See?
No.
Really, Rails. Ain't nobody asked you to include your little too old funky ass.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Anyways, what is your platform, Mr. James? Can you please announce it so everybody can hear? Also, we have an incentive. If you win tonight, we have $25 that could be PayPal or cash out to you for winning tonight's poetry show.
Okay, that's cool. My platform, my Facebook is James Dean Rivera, and you can find me on Instagram at The Dean of Poetry, and you can also find me on YouTube at The Dean of Poetry. You know, my stage name nowadays is The Dean of Poetry, but on my Facebook, I use my real name, James Dean Rivera, and my Twitter is also James Dean Rivera, too, but I don't use it as much, so, and I also have YouTube videos I do every Sunday, so I have my poetry videos I do every Sunday also. So if you guys want to check out my videos, you can go on my YouTube channel, The Dean of Poetry.
Okay. I'm chilling
there. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy life to come chop it up with us and drop your poetry for the world to hear.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all having me as well. Thank you guys so much for having me tonight.
No problem.
Oh, yeah, man. I definitely would like to come back, man, for sure.
All right,
okay,
just
well,
keep in touch with Genesis or myself, yeah. She tagged me in all the posts that she posts, so That's right, me. Right. That's me. Tag. So just hit me up or hit up Genesis. We'll reply.
Yeah, no, most definitely, for sure.
Well, thank you for coming out tonight.
You.
Yes, you're very welcome,
y'all.
You have a
blessed
again.
Night.
You do the same, man. Thank y'all guys so much for having me once again.
All right, no problem,
anytime.
Man.
All right, take care, y'all.
All right,
you too,
bro.
All right.
Ooh, poetry is lit tonight.
I know. Women bashing and everything. Anyways, let's get back
to the newest
poet that's coming. She just hung up. No, she didn't. She's still on.
No. Well, technically, we have 4 minutes until she pops on. So what I'm going to do is play a couple more tracks. This one is called, who is this? This is Mike's for Profit. It's called No More Love. And then the second track I'll play will be Beautiful Sexy by Ron B, which is, he is a member of the OG D team. So, enjoy, everybody.
Wake up every morning, I swear that I'm grateful. I gotta thank God I'm still here. There were situations you wouldn't believe in. Now I face the world with no fear. They say I look angry, don't show no emotion. If only you knew how I feel. I got so much pain that's built up inside me. Could fill up a pool with my tears. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. Had to go get it, I had to get mine. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. Ain't no more love for those I left behind. Niggas was hating, yeah, niggas was faking. Knew I wouldn't make it, just had to be patient. I had big dreams, bitch, and I had to chase them. For those who hated, I'm destined for greatness. Thought you was real, but no, I was mistaken. My name and your mouth tell me how that shit tasting. I made it through when you said that I wouldn't. I made it come true when you said that I couldn't. I done been broke, but I never was broken. Been through a lot, now it's hard to be open. They say that it's real, that I show an emotion. It's too hard to trust, cause my trust, it was broke. 5 minutes in just to realize my mind. Wish I could quit it. Wake up every morning, I swear that I'm grateful. I gotta thank God I'm still here. There were situations you wouldn't believe in. Now I face the world with no fear. They say I look angry, don't show no emotion. If only you knew how I feel. I got so much pain that's built up inside me. Could fill up a pool with my tears. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. Had to go get it, I had to get mine. It ain't no more love for those I left behind. Ain't no more love for those I left behind.
Out loud, in this packed club, and it's about to get wild. Model type chicks all around like clouds, taking off clothes like it's going out of style. Look up in the crowd, then I see her. Body language talking, we don't even need words. Driving on the curves like I'm running on E. About to dive in, I ain't talking about the beach, I'm a beast, huh?
Baby, tonight, baby, I'm yours. Your love gets me high, and we can just soar. Gets me high, and we can just soar, baby.
So, yeah, I'm going to cut that song short because it's long as shit, y'all. And I'm ready to hear some poetry. So, without further ado, I know she was waiting for a while. So, without further ado, Shakita, what's up?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
What's
up? So that was my bad.
Sorry about that.
Frame,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got it mixed up. That was my bad. My bad.
Mm-hmm. Blame it on the
man.
I just told him.
Yeah,
because you were just women bashing like 2 minutes ago. So, you know, it's my time to shine.
I was with him. Was I Shakita?
You really was. I would have to agree.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I am.
Ooh, two against one. How does that feel? It's been ignited. Okay.
I can defend myself.
That's fine.
Please,
so, Shakita, where are you calling from?
Plead the fifth. Georgia.
Georgia.
Shout out to GA.
Yeah.
We got a couple Georgias tonight. Where at in Georgia?
Brunswick. It's a little country town.
Hey. I got some people.
We country, but
left.
We got more than one stoplight.
Oh, okay.
Country,
that's real,
you know,
small.
Y'all country is hell. Country is hell. It ain't just it's country is hell.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. So, you got two poems you want to share? How many poems you trying to present tonight?
I got two.
Okay. So, what we do here, I believe you called in. Have you called in before?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know we got to get a backstory. If there is a backstory, if there's not, that's perfectly fine, too. So we'd like to hear the story. What made you write this piece? What you was going through or whatever?
The first poem I'm reading is called Thank You, and I was going through a lot with my ex. And in order for me, personally, to move on, I had to find the correct words for it, because I don't make enough money to be on probation. I'm just going to be honest with you. So I was like, I'm just going to write it out. Honestly, I don't make enough money to be on probation.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, I'm a really nice person, but I personally feel like that was my mistake for picking up a pole hustler. I dedicate
none of bad boys are attractive.
I'm sorry.
I let the looks overlook everything else. I was like, he'll get better. He was a pole hustler. Like, I felt like he was giving the money away.
Oof. Yeah, those aren't that attractive after a while.
Yeah. After a while, I was like, can you go flip a burger or something? Because, bro, you ain't making no money on the block. This is not for you. Go sell real estate. I don't know. Sell a car or two. I don't care. Fix audio. Do something. We can't stay with the
as well.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you're ready.
All right.
I'm dead.
Is that what it's called, Poe Hustler?
No, it's called Thank You. Because when he was like, you know what, this ain't working out, I was like, oh, my God, thank you. Jesus.
Okay.
You should have called it Poe Hustler.
He was. You don't even understand it. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, go ahead. My bad. Sorry.
Yo, selfish, inconsiderate, self-complaining bastard. How could you ever treat me like a second-rate citizen? Never in my life have I ever let a pole hustler play with me. It never really bothered me until now. I went to thinking, who was there when you fell? Answer that. Who was there when you couldn't handle life? And you wanted to kill yourself. Now, you answer that. When you got sick and the crowd went away, answer that. I've been everything from you, from your friend, your nurse, your cook, your pharmacist, your counselor, your Uber, your mother, your cook, everything. But I guess that doesn't mean shit compared to the people who don't mean shit to you. But thank you for giving up. Now I can move on for the next man whose spot you took. So thank you. Go back to where you belong because this heart is no longer your home. Thank you.
Okay. That's what's up. So is that a motivational speech to all the women that's dealing with a pole hustler, or is that just something you need to keep from going back to a pole hustler?
It's kind of both. You don't understand it. You hold a block for 10 hours, you make $36, you need to go flip a burger. I don't care. You've been there 10 hours. You used to be on somebody's job.
Yeah, 10 hours, long time, not make no money.
No money. But I might change the title to it, though. Either. If that was the nicest way to describe you, were the poorest hustler I've ever seen ever.
Why else did you want to be with?
That
was the only reason why y'all relationship failed, or he was just terrible all around?
Honestly, that's why I failed, because he didn't see anything wrong with being, he was comfortable where he was at, and I want so much more. Like, my goal is to leave this little country town because I want more. I want to further my education, and he just, I'm okay with my GED, but your GED got you nowhere. Like, I helped pay for that GED, and you're not even going to use it to advance yourself to be something more than just, I'm going to be on the block all day. Well, for all that, bro, like, what's really your whole goal for life? Because you can't be 70 on the block.
Nah, you too old, and knees well out.
True. That was definitely a lesson learned.
Oh, yeah. And the whole further story, he's still at his mama's house, still being a pole hustler. And he see me ride, and he'll wave, and I just keep riding.
Hey, that's the best way to meet, baby.
Oh, yeah. I want more in life. And I feel like if you ain't on the same, the old saying is, it's either be down or get down. I feel like you need to get down from the position I put him in.
Shit, get off the pot.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so what's the next one you want to read to us?
The next one is called No Justice, No Peace. I wrote this for everything that's going on. The little town that I stay in, I'm not sure if y'all heard the news where a little black boy was jogging and got chased down and shot.
Yeah, Ahmaud.
That's my hometown. That's where I'm calling from. And it's not getting any better down here. It's just pretty much the things around here, in my opinion, is like clothes. Pretty much bleach works great on whites, but it don't work for colors. And that's how I feel down here.
Right.
That's the truth. They still have some riots out here in Chicago. They just had one, what was last week, Rails? They shut down the whole downtown?
Yep, put the bridges up. All because of nothing.
Yeah. It wasn't nothing, but it wasn't worth all of it. Ahmaud is worth the riot, but he... Exactly. This particular guy didn't deserve all that rioting and stuff. But Ahmaud, I believe he did. So,
yeah.
Well, go
crazy
for it whenever you're ready.
No justice, no peace. So why is your gun pointing at me? You put your pants on the same way I do. We come in peace like aliens in a new land. You have a badge, but you'll never understand. We're not all violent. We just want to be treated equal. So please don't shoot me down. I have a life to live, and I want to see the sequel. No justice, no peace. So why are you screaming at me? Don't you have sisters, kids, brother, mother, father? How would you like for someone to treat them the way you're treating me? Why is my color a blessing and a death sentence at the same time? No justice, no peace. Why are you so scared of me? It's just a simple traffic stop. Can I at least... Now, why is it just a simple traffic stop? Don't let this be my last breath. I just went for my ID like you instructed me. Now I'm on the street bleeding out. You go home and the fire department is hosing my blood off the street. They tell you good shot while my family is putting me 6 feet under in the family plot. No justice, no peace. Without that badge, do that make you equal to me? No justice, no peace. Now I'm on the ground like you asked. I'm not resisting, but it's for you guys now, arresting me. I'm screaming, I can't breathe. I just want to go home. Please, I can't breathe. My pleas fall on deaf ears. Please don't let my family see me like this on somebody's cell phone video. No justice, no peace. Why is my color a death sentence to me? No justice, no peace. I run because I'm more scared of you than you are of me. No justice, no peace. I'm unarmed, sir. So why is your gun pointed at me? I'm a human, not an animal or a beast that you claim I'm trying to be. No justice, no peace. And that's the end of my second poem.
I like it. It was, and it made me feel like about
the truth. It
made me sad. Yeah, it's the truth. It made me sad. But it's not in a like a negative way. It just brought a lot of light on what's going on in society today.
Yeah,
and I appreciate it.
The truth.
You're welcome. You know that horrible thing that nobody wants to admit to the truth. I'm just here to
lie.
Big facts. What did you say? Big facts.
Big facts.
So what is your current platform that you share your poetry, or do you just do poetry for hobby? Do you have somewhere people can go and visit and listen to?
It's kind of a combination of both. I have a platform on Facebook. It's called Urban Writers of Brunswick, Georgia. It's a page I made, and me and a bunch of my friends just got on there. That's where most of my poetry's at. I'm trying to actually make a YouTube channel, and I just write because, like I said, I don't have money for probation, and writing's a whole lot cheaper. I'd rather buy paper than be on papers.
Exactly.
I feel that. I definitely agree with that one.
Okay.
But most of my poetry is on my Facebook. Is that Chiquita Woods Books or Urban Writers of Georgia?
You might want to spell it for the people in the back.
Oh, yes.
For real.
It's Chiquita. It's Chiquita, like the banana. My mama likes bananas. Don't laugh because it's serious. C-H-I. My mama named me after banana, seriously. C-H-I-Q-U-I-T-A.
I'm not judging. You know what I'm saying? I'm not judging. You know.
It's a cute name, but a curse because it's Spanish for little, and I'm like 5 foot, so it kind of goes together.
That's poquito.
Yeah. So, Chiquita Woods Brooks on Facebook. And my Instagram is Poet Brooks. Most of my poetry and all my pictures are on there. So if anytime you feel bored and you just want to listen to it and write, I'm always on there.
Okay. Do you have any upcoming events or anything like that? Do you do any events and things like that?
My second book is finally published, and it will be coming out October the 29th, which is my birthday, and the name of that book is CHF, which means I Can't Handle Failure. I dedicated that book to my mother because I almost lost her to CHF, so my second book will be out in October.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Definitely keep in tune with me and Genesis on that so we can help you promote your book out here. I know a lot of book readers. I don't read books, but.
It's on. You can listen to it. I even got it so people can listen to it.
Okay.
Audio.
I give you that.
He got quiet now.
Yeah, because I mean, I like listening to stuff versus reading, unless it's something. Related to politics or something like that. So yeah, we got you here on OG Radio. We got you.
Thank you so very much.
Well, thanks for coming on.
I appreciate
you can always
you
come on.
In.
And we have a $25 incentive. Did you tell her? Do you know? I don't know.
If you win, at the end of the show, we deliberate who we think the poet who delivered the best poem of the night, whoever the winner is, receives a cash up or PayPal of $25 on behalf of OBD Radio.
Awesome. Even if I don't know, I just want to thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. You're always, always more than welcome to come back each week.
I sure will. Just keep me noted. I'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you again.
Have a good night.
No problem. Have a good night.
Bye. Right. Oh, Mr. Relly Rails, we have another caller. I don't know, actually, another two callers. Who's going up tonight? Okay, okay.
Okay, I don't know who's who.
I don't either. These are
super
probably...
fucking simple. I am too tipsy for this right now to be paying closely attention to these numbers right now. These
it
numbers
was a 7,
are so 7, close 3 together.
Number. 851 is the one.
First? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Before I see who they are, was anybody on the time slot 10?
No, actually, everybody that I had went already. Or it was supposed to be a person named Matt, but I don't know. I didn't get his information. They said he might call in, so I'm not really sure.
Oh, you know what? I think this is him. Terry sent me his stuff.
No, it wasn't that, Matt. It was from the Sandman. Sandman sent me or told me about somebody named Matt, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's a different one.
All right.
See,
so,
without further ado.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. 1 second. All right. So I know who the 773 number is. His name is Matt. That's the one Terry was talking about. So without further ado, Matt. What is going on, man? How you feeling tonight?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Lord. It's Matthias.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm doing great. How are you all doing?
We're good.
All good
yourself?
Over here. No complaint.
Doing wonderful. Glad I was able to get through.
So where are you from?
Hey, no problem, man.
I'm originally from Chicago, and I live in Rockford now. Illinois.
Okay.
Rocktown?
Okay. Rocktown. That's what y'all call it now? No, I'm just playing.
I've never heard that before.
I have no idea. I just called it that. I have no idea what you call it.
I've never heard it called that before, but okay.
He's been drinking. Don't worry about him. So, how many poems are you presenting tonight?
Oh, wow. I have a spoken word. So, I mean, one or two or however many you all might like. Great.
You can do however many you want. The other caller hung up. I don't know if they're going to call back or not.
Yeah, they might call back. If they do.
Okay.
Matt, okay, I'm just making sure you didn't hang up. I didn't hang up. So whenever you're ready, Matt, you can go for what you know. Tell us the truth. Oh, we need some backstories.
What would you like to know?
What made you write this poem, this piece?
And I didn't get you all's names also.
I am Genesis, and that's Rails. I don't know what he want to be called today.
I am
today.
Radio
Rails. Call Rails. Oh, Radio Rails.
Radio
Rails.
Rail.
Yes, sir.
Great.
You can catch us. So other than poetry, we also have two other things. I have Podcast Mondays. We have Let's Talk Tuesdays, which is for the musical artists, or, you know, if somebody's in the business or whatever, somebody's in, you know, they can call it on Tuesday. Thursdays is poetry. Fridays is Freestyle Fridays for rappers, singers, whatever the case. So Tuesdays and Fridays tend to to 11. Mondays and Thursdays is 9 to 10:30 or beyond if needed.
Great. I'm going to have to get all of that information again sometime because I did not get a chance to write it down. But I very much.
You met Terry already, so he, you know, he'll definitely consider you in.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great to meet you all. I wrote this piece back in 2015. I actually do a bunch of different kinds of artistry, more in the performing arts. So, June, somebody actually asked me to write this piece about in Joliet, there was a lot of violence going on. And they said they heard me do another spoken word piece in my city, in Rockford, for a unity between, it was called It's Time, between African-American side of town and the Caucasian side of town coming together and all that type of stuff. And they asked me to do one for this Stopping the Violence back in 2015, and I think it's very pertinent to today. But it mentions back in that time period certain references. So that's one of the pieces I would like to share, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, go all for
it. My heart is beating. My chest is pounding. My being is raging. One down, gotta keep running. Everyone around me doesn't see it happening. Two down, gotta keep running. Gotta keep running. Why, oh, why is there pain inside? Around me, down the street from me. Woodlawn, Cabrini Green, Milwaukee. Four down, gotta keep moving. Gotta keep moving. If I ignore it, maybe it will stop. Eight down, gotta keep moving. Church is silent, church is quiet. They don't realize their voice can stop it. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. Open your mouth for the dumb and the blind, the desolate and defenseless, for their rights. Aren't you my witness? 16 down, shots. Tears, a river of tears, tears in my soul, but no one can ever see. I'll act like I have the victory, but inwardly I feel defeat. Tears, moms cry on news, but society turns a blind eye. Why come together? Because the enemy wants to only divide. 32 down, I feel like it's multiplying. I feel status quo is becoming a norm, and my soul is used to a black mom's crying. Gotta keep running, because if I stop, I might get shot. Little do I know that I have the power to stop a bullet in mid-flight. Yes, because my words become his words when I speak from him who is light. Yes, because my words become his words when I speak from him who is light. Does light have a sound? Yes, my frequencies of light bring victory. Christ calmed a storm. Christ calmed a storm. Christ calmed a storm. My voice will be heard to calm the storm of the gunman's heart. You don't have to be hurt. You don't have to be afraid. Christ came to set you free. You can accept him today. I actually stopped and stood my ground instead of fleeing this time. It reminds me of the divine crucifixion time. I know if I go today, I'll be with him in paradise. But if this gunman gets shot by a policeman, I don't know if his spirit is saved or not. You poor, poor man with a poor, poor heart. 64 down. Look, I just saw a pelican fly by. Represents Christ shed blood from his side. You, my friend, may cause me to bleed, but I'll lay down my life to share the gospel of Jesus the Christ, because the second death has no hold on me. 128 down, I know where I'm going in the end. If for wisdom's sake I die, my friend, for he who wins souls is wise, and I ain't no fool. I love you so much because Christ loves you, Mr. Gunman. 256 down, give this holy God man your life today, Mr. Gunman, because it's too late. The violence in your soul, the enmity in your spirit with God. I choose to stop the violence. I choose to stop the violence. 512 lives down. I choose to stop the violence. by seeing your need to be reconciled to God, the Heavenly Father. He's not anything like your earthly dad, Mr. Gunman, who left you abandoned, beaten, and living out of a trash can, confused, lonely, and living on the down low. The Everlasting Father wants to be back in, wants you back in his arms. So stop running around. Stop running away, my prodigal son. I run after you with my father's embrace. He says, I run after you with my fathering embrace. I run after you with my fathering embrace. I'll stop the violence in your soul. My perfect love, my perfect love, my perfect love will make you whole. I'm the one who will make you walk on streets of gold. You want to rule and reign? Then you have to carry my last name. I am the I am, and that's who I am, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. I'm not some fraternity, but I am your big brother. So walk with me, my friend. Hashtag no greater love than this. Headlines, 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 headlines. For everyone gunned down, the enemy repaid seven lives for the kingdom's sake that will be in heaven's gate. For everyone, every young man and every young woman gunned down, the enemy repaid seven lives for the kingdom's sake that will be in heaven's gates. 3,584 lives just got saved. Let's stop the gun violence today by letting perfect love, by letting perfect love, by letting perfect love have his way. Have a safe summer. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I definitely dig that. That was deep as hell. Very deep.
How long you been writing, Matt?
Oh, wow. Matthias. I've been writing years. It's probably back in high school. So I'm 33 now.
Oh, okay.
It shows.
Don't rail stop.
I show. What? I'm saying, like, you can tell people's like, you can tell how long they've been doing their poetry. You can tell a rookie from somebody who's been doing it. So, like, I could definitely tell that he's been doing it for a while versus somebody who's been doing it for, like, a year or two.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate it. We do definitely appreciate it here at OG Radio with you coming out and performing for us. And what's the next piece you wanted to do?
That shit was dope, man. All
right.
That was dope.
Thank you.
Tonight has been lit. I appreciate tonight. We've had some dope poets, and man, that was deep. It was very relevant to the things that's going on today. Which we're still, it's still an open wound and it still needs to be talked about. And, you know, I appreciate you talking about it through poetry.
No problem. Yeah, it hits. Yeah, it really is, I think, relevant to today. It hits home for me. I'm from the south side of Chicago. So,
right.
You know, and I mean, Chicago is still in the news and everything going on. And I'm just like, that's my heart. That's my city. You know, and
right.
the whole nation has turned its eye, and I'm like, man, this piece still is like, you know, we hear what lives matter, you know, well, when do we care about the gun violence in our own neighborhoods, you know? So, yeah,
I feel the same way. It definitely starts in our own community, our own neighborhoods, before we worry about the broader horizon. But nonetheless, it's still a huge issue, no matter where you're at.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So we are definitely ready for the next piece.
There's a piece called It's Time or He Wants It All. What would you all...
Whatever you're comfortable with, it's your time. It's your time. Whatever you're comfortable with. Real, don't be trying to pick up a poet's truth. Whatever their truth is, let them, whatever you want to flow it with tonight, it's all on you.
Yeah,
You have your space and opportunity. You was about to. I felt it in the spirit.
No, I was definitely not about to say that. I was not about to pick.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was taking a sip. Dang.
Well, I asked the question if you all had any. I mean, you all don't know what they're about, but she said I felt it in the spirit. That was funny. I don't got no
me and
Rail
go back and forth all day. All day. We go back and forth.
On the radio, yeah, off the radio, all day.
All right. This one is called It's Time.
And
you, this was the original. Sorry, say that again.
I was going to ask the backstory, but you was already getting to it, so go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So I do also a lot of ministry, probably if you couldn't tell. And actually,
really?
I'm a minister. And so I opened up 2 years ago. We started up a men's home, a men's discipleship home, targeting guys who were coming out of jail and prison to help them get back on their feet and things. So I love working with them. Some of them like to rap and different things, and I also play music. But before that, I was doing a lot of ministry to connect the church in Rockford. And so they actually had me do this piece. Some people in the church world heard this piece, and they had me do this piece at this unifying event, because years ago there was like racial division during the ministry groups in Rockford, between like during the civil rights, between like the African American Ministers Fellowship and the Caucasian Ministers Fellowship, and they like had split. And so this piece was a uniting piece where we actually had this big thing at the river, which splits the west side from the east side, and like where ministers from both sides came together to say, we're going to continue to work on these things that have divided us. And they asked me to do this piece, and they like find a thing and put it in City Hall and everything. So
okay.
It's called It's Time.
So I just wanted to know, what is your denomination background? Like, are you Christian? Is it Baptist? Is it Pentecostal? Like, what ministry do you preach at? Minister at?
Yeah, Christian. I grew up Missionary Baptist. I'd say I'm non-denominational now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, but this was a cross multi-unifying event. I don't know how you, cross-denominational lines unifying event. So
okay,
it's called It's Time. Awesome. It's Time. If I were to come to you as a slave on the run, or in the last days as a son, would you let me in? It's time. It's time, just as it's time to break down the dividing walls, for a kingdom divided against itself will not stand. It's time to break down every wall, for a house divided against itself cannot stand. It's time. It's time to bridge the gaps between the colors and the ages. It's time to embrace one another like Jesus did with the Samaritan races. It's time. It's time. It's time. And let us not forget how he bridged the gap between our souls and the Father. And why can't we do this for our sisters and our brothers? Let's stop acting as though we really believe that we are sisters and brothers. And let's start being as though we are sisters and brothers who dwell together in unity, not just because we like to quote Psalms 133. It's time. For there the oil runs and is a commanded blessing for those sons who embrace this unity. It's time. It's time to pick up the cross and bear it. It's time to bear one another's stigmas and say, yes, I failed. Yes, we failed. Yes, we've been divided. But now we will stand united. In Christ alone, we will stand united. On Christ, the solid rock, we will stand undivided. It's time. It's time for us to not only say we built a bridge to bridge the gap between the West and the East, but to say, I love crossing that bridge because my brothers are over there. and I love our family reunions every time we get together because they carry a piece of the Lord's heart that I don't have. They carry a piece of the Lord's skin that I don't have, just as I carry a piece of his heart that they don't have, and I carry a piece of his skin that they don't have. It's time to embrace the vision other than just speaking about the vision. It's time, because if we don't embrace it, then we perish for our lack of knowledge and our lack of implementation. It's time. And if I were to say one more word that does not stir your heart unanointed and it falls to the ground, then my life would be wasted. Just like we take the blood of Jesus in vain when we curse his holy name. Sons and daughters, it's time. Are you sensitive to the Spirit? Or do you just like the hoop and holler and cannot feel it? Because his heart is beating, and it always has. John 17, have you heard his prayer? Because his prayers will be answered, because they are prayers of faith that avail much. And so I ask you that would you unite with us in praying his prayer that will be answered? Father, make us one. Those that you've given us, those that you've given me, make us one in you. Father, I desire that we would be one. Father, I desire that we would be one. Make us united, because we are the image. We are the image. We are the image of the Son. Think about it. The body of Yeshua HaMashiach, every cell knit together, every cell generating and duplicating and multiplicating, producing one another. How can we fight back the disease, the cancer of disunity? If we plead his blood, stand in his blood, unite in his word, and by his spirit be on one accord. A spirit of prayer will come upon you. A spirit of supplication will embrace you, not just for your own sake and your own family, but for your community, your nation, and your city. Why? Because Christ says it's time. Because to everything there is a season and a purpose for everything under the heavens and the earth. If you don't believe it, just read Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, and so on and so on and so on. And I believe that this is a season and this is a time for us to embrace the Father's design, for us to be one in his Son. Come on, give him glory and give him praise, because it's by his Spirit that he will do this, not by man's power nor by man's might, for man's days are numbered and man's days are like the grass. Man's days are fleeting, and man's days will not last. Apart from him, we can do nothing, but with him, with him, with him, with him, we will stand in love, knowing him for all eternity. Eternity. It's time. Thank you.
Okay.
Man, two deep poems back to back.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Just when I thought it couldn't get no better. Man. You are talented,
man.
My brother. I like
very
that.
Encouraging.
I really
you.
Appreciate
thank
tonight.
You
tonight's been a good
say
night of poetry.
Night.
I appreciate tonight a lot. I was tired today. And y'all done woke me up. I'm so serious. Like, I was so tired. I was like, oh, my God. But, like, the poets tonight, y'all have been outstanding. I really appreciate y'all poetry. Like, it just really woke me up. And probably woke 1,000 other people up, too. I'm not going to lie. But I'm appreciate tonight. Always come back on the show.
For those who don't know. For those who don't know, we're not just heard around the Chicagoland area. We're also heard in several different countries. So it's not just Illinois, not just Chicago, it's not just down south. We have a whole lot of other countries listening to us on a weekly basis. So you're heard from amongst a whole lot of people. And I don't know if anybody told you, I don't know if Terry told you, but we have a $25 incentive if you are the winner for the night. So we deliberate and see who, and I also have people off the radio who judge as well. If you're the winner, you receive a Cash App or PayPal, whichever one you have, $25 if you're the winner of tonight. FYI.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, man, no problem. I believe this is Arisha who just called in just now.
Yes. It should be him. Him is him.
I'm steady pressing the damn screen, my dumb ass. AK, what's up?
What's going on, man? How y'all feeling?
Good, man. Good.
Good, just chilling.
From an HP to a MacBook, and I'm used to the HP because it's a touch screen, so I keep touching the damn MacBook screen, and it's not touch screen.
That's why you're supposed to do a trial run with your equipment before you start playing with it.
Man.
But now I just called in today, man, because he said what?
I was telling Messiah that you're the producer, you're the head honcho around here.
Oh yeah. I'm the program director, producer, owner, founder of this OG Radio. I just want to say, man, your two pieces you did, man, they definitely were amazing. I was definitely surprised at them, like, 'cause I've been tuning in for the whole show. You know, for me as a program director, I'm definitely been tuning in to every show that goes on, but this is my first night fully tuning in to the Poetry Hour, and I am highly impressed by the poets who came on here. I'm just impressed by how, you know, basically y'all stage presence, like, for y'all to just come out on here and just do what y'all do, and really, you know, poetry is just about expressing yourself and expressing what's in your heart. So that's why I feel like poetry is very, very deep, and it really unlocks people's emotions and their feelings. So, like, keep doing what you're doing, man, because, like I said, you really spoke from the heart tonight, man. I was really impressed. And I'm not just saying that about him, but all the poets, but all of them really spoke from the heart. But two, I can tell that you've been doing this for a while and you're comfortable with either being on stage, being on a microphone, wherever you at. It's like, this probably don't even feel like nothing that's major to you. It's just you being you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I just, like I said, no problem, man. Like I said, I always check in with my team, man. And like I said, tonight's been my first night that I've been able to listen to the whole show because I ain't have no other business to take care of. So I really locked in tonight to really take in, you know, all the shows that I produce. But, you know, this show is one of the shows I really want to tune into just to see how it flows, just see how it works, just to see, you know, the poets do what y'all do. And I am very impressed. Like, I did not know it was as big as this is. I knew it was an amazing show, but y'all really impressed me, like, tonight. I can't even lie and say y'all didn't, but y'all really did.
All right. That's big coming from the producer. Oh, wow.
Right. Pulling at my heartstrings tonight. Oh, my goodness.
But I'm going to get up out of here and let y'all continue doing what y'all doing. You know, I just got to pop in and say my 1-2s, and I'm going to get up out of here.
Appreciate it, bro. Okay. Always.
No problem. No problem.
Great meeting you.
All right, so for those who don't know, there's AK, our producer. He also rapped. We're trying to bring him out of retirement, as well as myself, for Tuesdays and Fridays.
Oh, they gum out your mouth.
But right,
it's that joke, y'all.
I did a Snapchat video of me doing a little freestyle. I had gum on my mouth, and Genesis didn't like it. But I'm going to post it soon so everybody can see it. For those who don't have my Facebook, it's Terrell Redmond, TerrellRedmond. Catch me there. Catch my Instagram. My radio page is RadioRell21. I also have another Instagram, but that's my personal page. I ain't trying to have everybody follow that. I got enough.
Because you stay in jail.
This man here says is okay, Bill, well, the most person that I've ever known. Like,
I have two other Facebook pages, but I don't need to use it no more because I've been clean and staying out of Facebook jail.
Okay. That's what you need to say. Well, I'm never in Facebook jail or Instagram jail, if there's such thing, but mine is 3YEM underscore Genesis, GENESIS, and that's on IG, and it's Genesis Silverman on Facebook. So if you guys are looking to perform on Thursday Night Poetries, please hit one of us up. We really appreciate all the love and support that we get for our poets because this is underground talent, and it's not promoted worldwide as much as I am trying to promote it with poetry.
All right, Messiah, you got any social media you want to promote for everybody to catch your poetry or follow you on?
Yeah, sure. Matthias Williams is my Facebook, and my main page is The Father's Heart, LLC. And I actually host an open mic once a month where we do creative arts and poetry and family-friendly inspiration, all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's called Kingdom Arts Night. And, yeah, The Father's Heart, LLC is the Facebook page.
So where's the location of the open mic night? And are you still doing those since the COVID-19? And what's, like, your criteria for it? Is it outside? Is it wearing a mask? Is it inside?
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, we were planning on going outside for the summer, so perfect timing. Right now they're out. Right now they're outside. It's been in Rockford, Illinois area. So, but there are different places, and the next one is still to be determined, but info will be on the Father's Heart LLC page.
Okay.
But yeah, they'll be outside for the summer.
Okay. Gotcha. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Those poems. We opened the show great and we ended the show great. Like, damn, this was one hell of a night.
Thank you all very much for having me on. I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. No problem. No problem at all.
Have a good night.
For all those who's, yeah, definitely have a good night, bro.
You all have a great night, too. Thank you.
No problem. So, everybody, for all those who are still listening and rocking with us, tomorrow is Freestyle Friday. We have a talented, I feel like it's Woman's Week. We had a very talented singer Tuesday, Trice the Artist. Definitely go on Apple and look her up. T-R-I-C-E-D-A Artist. Definitely look her up. My favorite song is Heroin. Definitely look her up on Apple Music. We have another female. We have a female rapper tomorrow. Her name is Lil Reesha. Or is it Reesha? Probably Reesha. R-E-E-S-I-A. You can catch her on YouTube. L-I-L-R-E-E-S-I-A. She is a very talented Chicago upcoming artist. I found her watching. And shout out to Bard University TV. They always shout me out every time I get in tune with them, and I always shout them out. I found her through them. So she gave me the green light to get her on the show for tomorrow. And she is one hell of an artist for a female. And I'm all for the female artist. So tomorrow, tune in from 10 to 11. It might go past 11 because she is dope with the lyrics. But you'll catch me and B-Trey there tomorrow. Ladies, if you're into lashes, which half of the whole entire world is.
Not
women,
me.
Check out, except for you. Well, you got pretty lashes already, so, you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Check out PrissyNation.com. That's PrissyNation.com. There's some dope lashes on there. I don't know shit about lashes, but definitely support black owned. We will get your shipping on time. Oh yeah. other than that, everybody, like I said earlier, catch my Instagram, RadioRail21, or you can follow me, HellRail1290, on Instagram as well. That's my personal page. Catch my Facebook, Terrell Redman. Catch my Snapchat, which you will always catch me singing, at Dilla2811. I think that's it. I don't even know. Not going to lie. That might be my Snapchat. Don't even know. Dilla2112, my bad, y'all. Dilla2112. That's my Snapchat. I can sing a little bit. I hold a little bit of tune. So, you know, catch me singing a whole plethora of songs on Snapchat. That's it for me. I don't have any more announcements.
I'm going to keep saying that. He looked like a horse, y'all. It was too much. It was too much for TV.
Wow, that's crazy.
Lately, I've been posting a lot on the I Am Genesis page on Facebook about different virtual open mic nights. So if you go on to I Am Genesis, 3YEM Genesis on Facebook, you get find all the virtual open mic nights if you want to listen or perform. I just did an event yesterday with Eventbrite for a poetry night virtual. It was off the chain. We met a lot of poets there. So if you're interested in any type of virtual poetry, hit me up. There's also one this Saturday coming up. I will be posting that one as well if you're interested. And it's 3YEM apostrophe M underscore Genesis on Instagram. I also post on there. So if you're interested in virtual open mic, let me know. As well as next Thursday, we have open slots. So if you are wanting to call in and recite some poetry, please hit me or Relly Rails up to get some information about the slots for next Thursday. It's okay if I call you Relly Rails. I like that name. I think I'm
only only you. Well, you know what? A lot of females, you know, go ahead. It's fine. I hear Relly Rail all the time. Go ahead. You can. You're the only person I'm allowing on the radio on air to call me Relly Rail.
I feel privileged. Thank you.
but it was also a nice everybody, show. Oh, yeah, definitely a great show. Also, everybody, what was I about to say? Mondays and Wednesdays, go on YouTube and subscribe to Bar University TV, and you can catch them on Facebook Live. If you're an artist, as well as coming on our show, you know, to promote your, you know, whatever you're doing, you can also get your music reviewed live on Bar University TV on Mondays and Wednesdays from, I want to say, 7 to 10. I believe it's 7. I'm not 100% sure because I'm at work at 7. So by the time I get off of work, I always tune in. So link up with them. It's $5 Cash App to get your music reviewed to reach their VIP line. I have put numerous artists on the VIP line, so I personally will pay if I feel like you're really good, I will pay for you to get your music heard. Definitely tune in Monday, the Bar University TV. Before I do Podcast Monday, I'm going to tune in to them, and I'm going to promote Trista Artist through Bar University TV for them to review her music. So tune in Monday. And I will play us out. Oh man, I forgot. We have to announce the winner of poetry. So before me and you vote, Genesis, it is the score right now is 3-2. Three votes for Sandman and two votes for Messiah. So me and you are kind of the deciding factor.
I mean, there was nobody in between. Like, we had a couple other poets that came on tonight. They wasn't even in the running.
They, hands down, went for Sandman and Messiah, hands down.
Well, hands down, I say Sandman, so. I'm sorry. He came in with a bang. Like, he, for me, anyways, he woke me up for the night. Like, and I felt his, I felt it. And he had, it seemed like he could be a rapper, too, low-key. But I like Sandman,
well,
so now it's up to you.
And, you know, I hate that it's up to me because it's always the end of the show where we get a poet who piques my interest as well. And, like, at first I was like, you know what, hands down the Sandman. Then when Messiah came on, it's like, damn. So, you know, he definitely brought his A game for his first time to ever be on the show. So, as well as Sandman. And between all the poems between both, they were all deep. They was all relevant. It touched somebody in some sort of way. But I'm going to give this to Sandman because all three, or was it four? Three or four poems that he did, none of them.
He did an out poem, too. So three.
And he did an out poem. So I feel like because of that out poem, and he did it based off two words that we gave him, that gave him the edge. You know what I'm saying? For him to do something off the top of his head, that gave him the edge. You know, I'm not discrediting anybody, you know, to write their stuff down as you're supposed to do. But the fact that he was able to... Thank you.